Chapter 8, Friends and Neighbors. We never really knew our neighbors unless they had children we could play with. For instance, the old couple who lived next door to us on Parkview Drive were complete strangers to us. We did know the Ferrants who lived next to us on Gorge Road because their daughter Bunny was of an age with Faith. Bunny used to come over to visit Faith in her room, where the two girls would buff their nails, experiment with hairdos, and giggle. Us three little ones were not welcome. One day, Bunny came over wearing slinky new beach pajamas, the latest thing. Mum sniffed. Common. The ultimate put-down. Ladies did not wear trousers or shorts, no matter what the weather. Frank had a friend who lived halfway up Parkview Drive, Ron Nielsen. Ron's father was a ship's captain. Ron had an older sister who used to drape herself over the front steps wearing a skimpy bathing suit, working on her tan. Ron had a lovely auburn-haired Irish setter. I forget his name. I used to like to wrestle with this dog in our backyard. Unfortunately, he always left me with a million fleas, which would plague me for weeks. Ron was a member of Frank's model airplane building club. Frank had commandeered a small room in our basement next to the sawdust bin. This was strictly forbidden territory to us. He had stenciled a sign on the door, Aero Club. Keep out, but I did manage to sneak in there sometimes when I was sure he was not around. It was a lovely room. The floor was thickly covered in sweet-smelling balsa wood shavings. There were counters along the walls strewn with half-built planes and plans and bits of brightly colored tissue paper, which was used to cover the wings. Finished planes dangled from the ceiling on threads, lazily drifting in the currents like exotic, brightly colored insects. The whole room was permeated with the exhilarating smell of the airplane dope that was used to seal the tissue paper. No wonder we often heard raucous laughter emanating from this room when the club was in session. Every spring, Frank and Ron got busy building or refining the 23 Skidoo, their soapbox racing car. 23 Skidoo had the wheels of Chris's old pram and a streamlined body designed to give maximum speed. It was painted bright yellow with dark blue trim. They would take it for test drives on Parkview Drive, causing Mum's hair to turn grayer each time they raced down the dangerous hill. The actual soapbox derby was held on Harriet Hill, which was closed for traffic during the event. Frank, being small and light, was always the driver. The older Ron made an excellent pusher offer. They won consistently, and Frank soon had an impressive collection of silver trophies. One year, they even made it to the provincial finals in Chilliwack.